So doing some online shopping over the weekend, and I had to, like, you know, pull up my credit card, and I didn't realize that I didn't, one, have it saved in my phone, and two, my wallet was not on me. And my wife's like, here, and she just rattles off our credit card number.
She knows your credit card number by heart?
Including the code on the back.
OMG.
And the expiration date. And I was
How often does she use it, sir?
I know. I was like, wow.
Impressive.
And, you know, then, you know, it was like, the most impressive thing I've had memorized since college is the Budweiser label. You know, that little slogan, the words on the Budweiser label. This is the famous Budweiser beer. We know no brand produced by any other brewer which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste of smoothness and drinkability you'll find at no other beer at any price.
What in the world and why? Why did you ever learn that? Was it like a bet?
It was just something that my friends and I were doing in college.
Is it like an oath you took?
No.
Before you went out every night?
Yeah, right? No, we were obviously drinking some Budweisers, and it was something that we just decided to memorize. And how many years later? It's still in my brain.
Okay.
And it's kind of the random things that you've had memorized. And I think I have to say that I might be dumber because I rely on my wife so much to remember stuff because she is so, like, her memory's like a lock. And
she stores, like, weird, like, data like that.
Yes. Uh-huh. She will pull up someone's name. She'll pull up how they are related to whatever. She'll pull up some random facts that we learned twice or once long ago. And I just, in one ear, out the other.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, I think being able to having programmable phones, like, remember when you had to remember people's phone numbers, right?
Sure.
We grew up in a time where you had to remember people's phone numbers. And now I don't even know my kids' phone numbers.
Yeah. Well, I could rattle off my phone number growing up, 488-6949. I mean, that was my number growing up when.
Well, my parents still have the same number. They still have the same landline number.
All right. Well, there's
that. It still exists. So, yes, I remember that.
Do you have it? Do you have any random thing that you've memorized and kept for years?
I mean, no, other than, like, again, my childhood phone number because they still use it. But everything else is, I know my husband's phone number. That's easy to remember. I know his social security number.
Yeah, I mean, I know my wife's social security number. I don't think I could tell you any of my kids' social security numbers.
No, I can't tell that either. I have, like, the little laminated, like, copy of the cards in case I need to show it for something.
Yeah.
I have everything programmed in my phone. I even go as far as to, when I meet, you know, new people and have their phone number, then I label how I know them. Like, if they're a kid's parent, I label who that kid is.
Yeah.
So that I, like, remember all that stuff. Especially, like, team parents and stuff like that.
Like, Megan just texted us and said, I know my bank account and routing number by heart. Same with my debit card numbers and my driver's license number plus expiration date.
Wow.
I know the alphabet backwards, all my previous phone numbers I had memorized when I was younger, and literally every song from the early 2000s, LOL.
Megan, I feel like you should be a rocket scientist with that kind of a brain.
Shelley.
When I was in sixth grade, I learned all the presidents of the United States in order. That was 1986, 1987.
Wow.
And I can still name them, all of them in order. I'm not sure it's super helpful, but...
It's a party trick. Thank you, Shelley.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be helpful. Missy says the Greek alphabet she has memorized.
Interesting. All right. Well, love to hear your randomness. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories and calls coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. What are the random things that you have memorized, huh? I have the Budweiser label memorized. This is the famous Budweiser beer. We know no brand produced by any other brewer, which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste of smoothness and a drinkability you will find at no other beer at any price. Thank you. Thank you.
Impressive, sir.
For some reason, that's been locked in my head. It's not useful information like my wife, who has apparently our bank card information and all this sort of information just locked in her head somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? Tara from Meade County is like, Kelly, why don't you have your credit card information memorized? I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. Mm. I don't. I just have it, you know, kind of already saved in the phone, and it just automatically fills it in for me when I shop online and stuff.
Pete says the produce codes for fresh produce, LOL. I don't even know when it became a thing. You mean hashtag 4011, a.k.a. bananas?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Maybe I know a couple of those.
Okay. You didn't really know all that you knew. Yeah, that's Angela funny. Knows the presidents of the United States from start to finish.
Yeah.
Thank you to Academy for Individual Excellence.
Yeah. Hey, Kelsey.
I have the first 150 Pokemon memorized in order.
150, that's a lot. Why don't you give us 10?
Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard, Squirtle, Wartortle, Blastoise, and then Caterpie would be number 10.
Wow, that's impressive.
What in the world?
That is impressive.
Wowie, wow, wow. Danielle says she's memorized Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang. I can
what
only,
is that? Hip, a hop, hip,
yeah, I can only hope that she performs that whenever possible.
So back in the day, before we had the internet to just tell you what the lyrics were, I did the same thing with Run DMC and their, I had a cassette tape and I would just hit play, pause, rewind, play, pause, rewind, and I wrote down all the lyrics to all of the songs. So for a long time, my party trick was I knew every single song front to back off of Raising Hell, Run DMC. So
fantastic.
Again thank you.
It's time for Ben to perform.
again, thank you.
Just hit play. Just run through the entire album.
Right, exactly.
That's fantastic. Audra says, I can count to infinity in German, fourth grade foreign language, and I know all the words to You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, because I was a nanny 20 years ago, and one of the kids had to learn it for their kindergarten Christmas music program.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Danny.
Danny, what have you got memorized?
I got the Little Einstein theme song and the Portugal national anthem.
Oh,
the Portuguese national anthem? Okay.
Interesting, the Little Einstein. Na, 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 na. Little Einstein. Yeah,
yes.
I hear you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
That's awesome.
That's good. Yeah.
We're going on a trip on my favorite rocket ship.
Oh, see, you got it.
I remember that, too.
You got it.
Yeah, we had the toys. I will have that Zooming red rocket toy, by the way. Yes, by the time that my kids were into it, that was like... it was sold at Target maybe for like a year, and then it was like discontinued. And you had to go on eBay to try to like outbid someone to buy one. I think I spent $50 on that dang thing.
Ashley from Southern Indiana said, numbers are my thing. I can recite mine and my husband's debit cards, bank account numbers, and driver's license numbers. That is an impressive skill. That is an impressive skill.
Kelly
on text says the same thing. Checking account numbers, driver's license numbers, some NDC codes, all numbers, LOL. You guys, like that, that is impressive.
Well, so. And Shaq knows Afro Man's entire album. So songs and numbers seem to be the biggest thing people can whip out with their unusual memorization.
That's good. That's good. All right. Good stuff there. Thank you for the stories and for the calls. Impressive.
You guys are smart.
Yeah, for sure. On 99.7 DJX.